Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette City Council votes to move forward to a third reading on a three-year utility rate increase plan. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During the City Council meeting on Tuesday, the Council voted on the second reading for an ordinance to increase utility rates over the next 3 years. Director Mike Cole provided information to the Council on the historic power rates through the different ordinances beginning in 2008 until 2023. If the increase goes through, the data showed an average of 4.9% increase in rates over a 15-year period. Councilman Trish Simonson commented that it was a low average for such a long period of time. She said, quote, "It is important for utilities to keep up with inflation, to have revenue to do maintenance on the utility infrastructure without getting into this dire situation." Mayor Shea Lundvall continued by saying that the rate increase will affect the council as well. Quote, "We are not exempt from making this decision. It's tough. It's one of the hardest things we do up here," said Lundvall. "It's not just for the here and now. It's for future councils as well." He said that the buck has to stop somewhere. The amended ordinance will mean electricity rates will increase by 5%, while sewer and water rates will both grow by 10% this spring. These increases are expected to bring in $3.2 million combined, including $1.7 million for the power fund, $800,000 for the water fund, and $700,000 for the sewer fund. Simonson said she also heard from constituents. They believe government shouldn't be involved in utilities, but rather be provided by private utility companies. She stressed that the city is a nonprofit where private companies are in the business of generating revenue, therefore would not be as likely to put some of that profit into the infrastructure the way the city does. Simonson said she thinks local control is a better way to handle providing utilities to the public. The mayor added the funds collected for utilities is their own enterprise. Each department, electric, water, and sewer, are responsible for their own infrastructure and maintenance, and those funds are specifically for that purpose. The motion passed with all but Councilman Jim West voting yes. The ordinance amending the utility rates will go on to a third and final reading at the April 18th City Council meeting. Wyoming inmate dies in prison. The Department of Corrections released information on the death of an inmate at the Wyoming Medium Correctional Institution. According to the press release from the Department of Corrections, Richard Vincent Edwards died on Thursday in the prison in Torrington, Wyoming. Edwards was convicted of second-degree murder in Uneeda County. He was 79 years old. He was sentenced to life in prison for the conviction by the 3rd Judicial District Court by Judge Trotton on October 13, 1997. Edwards was originally from Pasco, Washington. As per Wyoming Department of Corrections policy, an autopsy will be conducted to determine the official cause of death. WDOC does not release protected health information. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.